can't say that I love this place where I live, this particular geographic location, but I've grown used to it, and now I miss it when I'm away. Of course, when I was a kid, my father would take me with him down to the Bowery where the bums were. And in the restaurant supply stores, he would buy shiny steel refrigerators and deadly-looking stoves. While I begged him to take me to the Army-Navy surplus stores on Canal Street to buy big dead bullets. He wore a short corduroy jacket, an informal hat with a puff of feather, and he talked with his hands in his pants pocket, jangling chains. Driving in his Cadillac, it was Elvis Presley's birthday. They said it on the radio. My father liked Elvis, and it was wonderful. We drove through black neighborhoods on Long Island's North Shore when Elvis was alive. My father was from Brooklyn, and the Depression left its mark. From picking up coal on the railroad tracks, he didn't have a good word to say about Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Later, I liked elegant hotel bars where I could drink under F. Scott Fitzgerald skies. The coolest of the cool, never a child. On Elvis Presley's birthday, my dead father, jangling chains. This is an unreal city. You can be anybody you want to be.